Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.2, Real-Time Data Processing in FinTech. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Data Engineering Applications in the Data Engineering Fundamentals for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the principles of real-time data processing and its significance in the FinTech industry. We will discuss the technologies that enable real-time analytics and the impact of these processes on customer experience and operational efficiency. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to articulate the importance of real-time data processing in FinTech and identify key technologies that facilitate it. Main content overview of real-time data processing. Real-time data processing refers to the immediate handling and analysis of data as it is created, allowing organizations to respond quickly to emerging trends and events. In the fintech sector, this capability is crucial because it enables companies to monitor transactions, detect fraud, and provide personalized services to customers without delay. Unlike batch processing, where data is collected, stored, and processed at intervals, real-time processing occurs continuously. This shift is not just about speed, it's about agility, which is vital in the fast-paced financial landscape. For example, imagine a customer making a purchase with a credit card. A real-time data processing system analyzes the transaction instantaneously, checking for anomalies against the customer's spending patterns. If something appears suspicious, the system can alert the customer or even halt the transaction right away, thus preventing potential fraud. This kind of immediate response is essential in building trust and satisfaction in customer interactions. Technologies enabling real-time analytics. Several technologies are pivotal in enabling real-time data processing in the fintech space. These include stream processing frameworks. Technologies like Apache Kafka and Apache Flink allow for the real-time processing of data streams. They can handle large volumes of data from various sources and provide insights in real time. For instance, Kafka can be used to ingest transaction data from multiple sources, while Flink can analyze that data and provide immediate feedback on trends or anomalies. Cloud computing. Services like Amazon Web Services, AWS, and Google Cloud Platform provide scalable infrastructure for processing data in real time. With cloud solutions, FinTech companies can quickly adjust their resources based on the volume of transactions, ensuring that the system remains efficient and responsive. This flexibility is particularly important during peak transaction periods, such as holiday shopping seasons or financial reporting periods. Data warehousing solutions. Modern data warehousing solutions, such as Snowflake and Google BigQuery, support real-time analytics by allowing users to query data as it arrives. This capability helps organizations maintain a continuous flow of information, essential for making timely business decisions. For example, a bank can provide up-to-date account balances and transaction histories to customers immediately, improving user satisfaction. Machine learning algorithms. Real-time data processing is often enhanced by machine learning models that can predict outcomes based on incoming data. For example, a lending platform can use machine learning to assess a borrower's risk level in real time, allowing for quicker loan approvals. By analyzing multiple data points, these algorithms can help ensure that decisions are both timely and accurate. These technologies work together to ensure that data is not only processed instantly but also analyzed effectively, making timely decisions possible. As fintech companies continue to evolve, the integration of these technologies will drive innovation and improve service delivery. Impact on customer experience and operational efficiency. The ability to process data in real time significantly impacts both customer experience and operational efficiency. For customers, it translates into faster services and personalized interactions. For example, when a customer logs into their banking app, they expect to see their most recent transactions immediately. Real-time processing ensures that the app is always up to date, providing a seamless experience. This immediacy helps to foster customer loyalty, as users appreciate the responsiveness of the services offered. Operationally, real-time data processing empowers companies to optimize their resources. By continuously monitoring transactions, companies can identify areas for improvement, such as reducing transaction times or minimizing downtime in services. Additionally, real-time analytics can help in detecting fraud patterns, allowing companies to take preventive measures before significant losses occur. For instance, if a sudden spike in transaction amounts is detected, the system can flag this for human review, potentially avoiding fraudulent activity. In the competitive fintech landscape, companies that leverage real-time data processing effectively gain a significant advantage. They can respond to market changes swiftly, innovate with new products, and provide exceptional service to their customers. Moreover, the insights drawn from real-time data can guide strategic decisions, ensuring that businesses remain agile and forward-thinking. Conclusion: in summary, real-time data processing is a cornerstone of modern fintech operations, allowing companies to respond quickly to both customer needs and operational challenges. By understanding the technologies that enable real-time analytics and the benefits they provide, you are better equipped to navigate and succeed in the fintech industry. As we move forward, you will see how these concepts apply practically in various scenarios. Reflection questions: how can real-time data processing enhance customer experiences in your organization? What technologies discussed in this lesson do you think would be most beneficial for your current or future projects? Reflect on a situation where timely data could have improved decision-making in a financial context. What could have been done differently?